Welcome to Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio, powered by The Barbershop. In this podcast, we'll bring you the latest insights and trends from industry leaders in advertising and marketing. Join us as we dive into discussions that shape the future of our industry.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming. My name is Gaz Owen. I'm the Chief Commercial Officer at Tickle. And Tickle is a consumer-led advertising technology that lets people save ads for later. Why that's important is that none of the programmatic and ad tech solutions out there right now are consumer first. In fact, most big tech only refers to people as users, putting it right up there alongside the drugs trade as one of the two main industries that do so. Well, good luck. We've come a long way since this. The first digital ad was placed by AT&T. And I can only imagine what conversation didn't happen between the brand team and the digital team. Have you ever clicked your mouse right here? You will. And they were right. 44% of people who saw this ad clicked on it. But when I say we've come a long way, I mean backwards. Today, people don't click on ads. They block or ignore them. And our reliance on data has created distrust and barriers between brands and the consumers we want to talk to, with no less than 25% of your media spend lost. But we have an opportunity to reset. No more cookies, no more stalking consumers around the web, no more spending millions on results you can't actually attribute. We can create a world where consumers chase your ads rather than run from them. But first, understand this. People don't click on ads because they are doing something else. Respect their time. We found that 78% of consumers already screenshot ads for later on a mobile. In fact, nearly 90% of these do it multiple times a month. Now that is a habit. Facebook's own research has long shown that only 10% of people who see an ad for a product and buy it actually clicked on that ad. Animation. Is it really, we need to remind ourselves of how advertising actually works. Plus, is it really an advertising week session if nobody's quoting Les Burnett? You'll humor me for a second. Advertising increases or maintains sales and margins by slightly increasing the chance that people will choose your brand, by making the brand easy to think of and easy to buy, and creating positive feelings and associations via broad reach ads that people find interesting and enjoyable, and targeted activation that they find relevant and useful. And the sad truth is, digital only aims to deliver less than half of this. Make the brand easy to think of and easy to buy via targeted activation they find relevant and useful is the mantra of big tech and programmatic. And it's not done very well. In fact, research shows that people dislike the fact that ads are targeted at them twice as much as they appreciate the supposed usefulness. So just because people don't click, it does not mean they're not interested. And here lies the opportunity. Tickle is a simple solution to a $500 billion problem. Ads you can save for later. Tickle can be added to any ad format in minutes and deployed in the exact same way your ads are today. Ads are viewable by everyone, and consumers can swipe to save into their mobile wallet or into the Tickle app without leaving the publisher environment or being interrupted. What our AI does then is match the content of those ads to offers, rewards, experiences from the advertising brand. And users can even boost the offers by sharing some data with the brand or by sharing the offer itself with their friends and family and becoming an advocate for their brand. Money off. By removing the friction of engaging with ads and increasing the motivation to do so, Tickle drives unparalleled engagement. Each swipe becomes a qualified lead for brands, opening the door for data collection, newsletter subscription, direct revenue, and a whole lot more. Tickle not only means you don't have to deal with bots, but that you can actively get more human data via quick questionnaires, games, and by leaning in and being creative about what you want to give to your consumer. People prefer this. Tickle ads are swiped 20 times more than conventional ads are clicked. That's a 2,000% increase on what you're doing today, driving 20 times more data, 20 times more opportunities for sales, 20 times the engagement with your creative. Time and time and time again. We exist to make your budgets both more efficient and more effective. You no longer need to follow people around the web You can see what they notice and you can ask what they think. So while the removal of cookies turns the lights out on all useful data, rendering brands blind to the effectiveness of their media spend, Tickle turns the lights back on, giving actionable data that you cannot get anywhere else. But not only this, Tickle data is way more powerful than anything that's come before it. Why? Because it's 100% factual, human, opted in, and actionable. And mobile is just the start. Our global pattern covers the same save for later mechanic and matching across print, out of home, CTV, gaming, and the metaverse, giving a never before seen 360 view of your consumers. All of this feeds into our AI for targeting and understanding. We know that people have always saved ads, folded corners, torn pages out of magazines, circled products in the Argos catalog, saved things mentally. Now we want to use that to help advertising work better for people, brands, and media owners. So brands in the room, we'd love for you to join us on our launch during Q2. We can help you understand consumers in a new way. And agencies, if you want to be able to offer Tickle out to your clients, put yourself ahead of the competition and drive incremental revenue, let's talk. There are already 250 brands and offers on the app, and that's not enough. There needs to be more creativity. We are keen to bring in as many creative thoughts on how you can use this technology out of home, online, etc., as possible. And my time is nearly up. So I will leave you with a thought, going right back to the beginning. Have you ever swiped an ad to see what happens? You will. Thank you very much. I'll pass you over to the lovely Joe.
Hi, see if my slides are coming up. I think they're just coming. I'm Jo Halliday, CEO of Talking Medicines. I'm a founder here with Elizabeth Fairley, sitting in the front row, biggest supporter. So I'm going to just take these 7 minutes to tell you about our interface, DrugGPT. We're an AI company, so we are absolutely in the zone of data and analytics. I'm going to give you a little bit of preamble, then hopefully we can queue up the video with voiceover. I think we're just coming here. We are a data tech company based in Glasgow, and we also have an office in New York. And what we do for this industry is we make healthcare advertising agencies more productive. We boost productivity by 80% on extraction of insights. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of background just to kind of set the context for that. We're all healthcare consumers. We're not patients. 70% of us take medicines at any time. We have drugs that have been developed through clinical processes. Those clinical processes are very controlled. When a drug, after millions of pounds of development, comes to market, life happens. You take multiple drugs. You aren't the same ethnicity as the people who took the clinical trial. You're not male, because most clinical trials are male. So life happens, and there is a lot of clues in everyday behaviour of consumers about how and why medicines are taken. And if I tell you that 50% of medicines never get taken, they get washed down the toilet, forgotten, left apart, it's a £250 million problem for pharmaceutical companies. And what they do is go to the healthcare advertising agencies with £30 billion every single year to be able to talk to the doctors and the patients about how and why they should take their medicines. So the clues about why medicines aren't taken, or that lived experience, is in conversational data. So social media, research groups, there's lots and lots of data about how people take their medicines. And what we do for the strategists and agencies is unlock that insight. We do it through AI. We didn't come into 2024 and kind of just tag ourselves as an AI company. We've been doing this for years, and it takes a lot of hard work, particularly around medicines, because medicines are nuanced and very complicated. Lots of conversation in the press at the moment about GLP-1s, but are you taking them for diabetes or are you taking them for weight loss? You can't just social listen and say, oh, I understand it. It's deep and it's nuanced. We train our own models, we have our own annotators, and we've spent years understanding the way that patients speak versus the way that doctors speak. We use natural language processing, we use machine learning, and we have wrapped all of this in a large language model so that we can deliver our insight with ease to strategists within agencies. And I'm going to give you a demo in a minute of DrugGPT. Healthcare marketing is even more complicated because of the challenges of regulation and inertia. It's a very, very difficult market to make traction in. So again, it takes companies like ours, Talking Medicines, to be specialists. We see ourselves very much as a specialist in this area, and we believe that we deliver significant value to the agencies able to use our platform. So I'm going to see whether we can manage to pull the video up, which has got a voiceover with it, just a minute, just to give you an example or a demo of the platform.
Welcome to DrugGPT, the natural language interface where you can ask questions of your curated data to instantly extract intelligence. There are opportunities to blend your data with further curated open and closed community data from authors such as patients, healthcare professionals, and influencers, providing a comprehensive view of the healthcare landscape. This brain represents our modeling that classifies and curates your data using advanced data science and artificial intelligence. The curated data, safely and securely, sits in your own vault. Let's see how DrugGPT is used. Customers can use it to analyze audiences with advanced multi-level sentiment and topic analysis to gain a 360-degree view on defined subpopulations. Analyze authors, whether that is individuals or groups of individuals, to understand their alignment to key messaging, used for speaker selection, advisory board selection, or KOL measurement. And analyze messages to extract intelligence on how well brand messages resonate with defined subpopulations, used to track ROI for campaigns, conferences, and launches. DrugGPT provides you with a single source of truth through data visualizations, text summaries, and natural language answers. Get in touch to drive your own efficiency and effectiveness in extracting intelligence with DrugGPT.
Cool.
Welcome to DrugGPT. The natural language interface.
So just to finish off, we are really driving that value proposition around efficiency and effectiveness. We work internally with agencies in terms of their own teams. When they win a new medicine from a big pharma company, obviously a significant piece of work, they need to onboard the teams, understand the landscape, and understand how they can dig deeper into the voices. We also use the platform to turn it externally. A lot of the pharma companies are looking at direct consumer campaigns where they can use safe curated data. Our data doesn't leak back to the web. It doesn't train our models. So the customer data that we use is very, very safe. And that's so, so important in our market. So I hope that I've given you a flavour for what we're doing. We're working with a number of the holding companies. As I said, we've got an office based in New York because we're very, very close to the global companies working out there. We're working with a number of independent agencies, and we're working alongside UK agencies. We very much see that as our route to market. We think we've got huge potential in the future to work with the payer market, the insurance market, devices. So we're really, really excited about the future and what it brings. But hopefully, I've given you just a very specific example for healthcare here on how we're really changing the way that data and analytics can be accessed, all driven by AI. Thank you. I'm going to introduce our next guest, who is Ruud.
Thank you. Cheers. Right. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining. So my name is Ruud van der Linde. I'm the founder of Lant, formerly known as Infuse Video. We actually changed our name today. So I'm a video geek, started in high school. I ripped VHS tapes of Star Trek and uploaded those to my fan site in really, really bad real video quality, like you can see over there, and then monetized that using double-click banner ads. This was in 1999. It was very illegal. Paramount didn't care back then. Later co-produced the first Dutch interactive movie, and founded a company called Stream One, an online video platform later acquired by 24i. Now I founded Launce, infrastructure for generating personalized and dynamic video at scale. So some numbers, you probably know that personalized video works. So they're, depending on the use case, depending on the campaign, the numbers wildly vary. But ROA is a lot higher, click-through rates are a lot higher, completion rates are a lot higher. And most marketers, more than 19 and 20, would use it again or even increase spend. But what is personalized video exactly? Because there is this trend going on nowadays where there's even AI tools that kind of use your first name in the beginning of a video to kind of grab your attention. But then you get a generic message after that. So that's not really personalized. We feel that personalization is the epitome of DCO. It is dynamic creative optimization for the individual. And here's a quick example of how our platform does that using a shot list that is created in real time.
If you're ready for anything every day, nothing should ever stand in your way. Long lasting, satin smooth skin that's ready for anything. Philips Lumiere Prestige. Philips Lumiere Prestige. If you're ready for anything every day,
change the country and the language.
Philips Lumiere Prestige. Se você está pronto para tudo, todos os dias, nada deve impedi-lo.
And depending on the information we may have about the viewer, we just change the first scene here. Family and kids, or girlfriends. And the shot list for this is being created in real time. And then the creative is also being created in real time. Gonna skip this slide. So generative AI is happening. And it allows, this is an example of OpenAI Sora, which you can use to create an alternate version or a variation of a scene using a prompt. It's not completely controllable, but as you can see, it's doing a pretty good job for its first version. And so this kind of means we've got a new problem. If we want to use this technology, we can leverage it to go really deep with personalization. However, current DCO is kind of built on just creating a lot of, usually for video ads, a lot of MP4 files. And what we really need to leverage this technology is we need one dynamic video that can have 15 million different versions, basically. So you may have seen the short movie Airhead, which is semi-completely generated by AI. A lot of it actually needed to be changed in post-production, and I'll show a little bit of what that means. So when we start using generative AI for this, it'll mean that we need to take a couple of steps before we can actually use that content in production. We're not that close yet.
You wrote a quick script about this man with a balloon for his head. How do you maintain a character and look consistent, even though Sora is very much a slot machine as to what you get back?
And it's not as easy as just a magic trick, type something in and get exactly what you're hoping for.
What ultimately you end up seeing took work, time, and human hands to get it looking semi-consistent. Be that through the curation, the script writing, the editing, the voiceover, the music, sound design, color correction, all the typical post-production stuff.
So as you can see, and if you haven't seen the movie, at the end of the presentation, I'll show a QR code so you can scan and you can watch that AI-generated video and also this after-the-scenes version. But yeah, as you can see, a lot still needs to happen. So those are the challenges. We need to be able to combine traditional tech and Gen AI in traditional workflows, because those will be around for a while. And we need to be able to swap out foundation models. So you may know Pika, one of the video models. So if you fully integrated that and Sora comes out, so you probably want to swap out that model. You also want to take care of be mindful of the costs, because Gen AI, especially for video, is extremely expensive. And we got other technologies that we can still use, right? Like Unreal Engine, which is also really good for creating these types of content. So, but if we manage to like tackle all that, the opportunities are pretty huge because we can put personalization on autopilot. We can let AI evolve videos by setting up feedback loops that learn from what works, what doesn't for particular personas. And we can increase personalization, variation, and scale and go deeper. And so that's what Launt does. So we are a platform that lets businesses generate video using multiple models. That could be voice using 11 Labs, could be music using Suno, could be effects using 11 Labs, traditional mixing, also different models for video, different ways to insert text. And it's not just Gen AI, right? It's also Unreal Engine, Blender, and other traditional ways to render content. And so once we got this infrastructure that can do that, we can also start thinking about a different way to manage our digital assets. So we propose managing a ground truth for assets. That means a description. What is the brand tone? What does brand safety mean for this product, for this brand? And that allows for regeneration and personalization of assets on the fly or just in time. Creating the final asset just in time, creating much more compelling creatives. And that ultimately leads to content that adapts and evolves with every view. I also have a demo, but I guess I'm over time already. So, all right, I have to skip that. So thank you. Here.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio. Stay connected with us on social media using the handle @AdvertisingWeek and visit our website europe.advertisingweek.com for more exclusive content. This podcast was produced by Podcanda, the audio conference solution.